Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Amen, amen, amen. It's your winning season. Good morning, family. How are you doing? It's Dr. Stacey and C. Grant, and it is our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. I thank God for another day this Saturday of September 16th. It happens to be our firstborn prince's birthday today. So excited that we get the opportunity to see him grow into the young man of valor that God has promised. So happy birthday to all of those celebrating in this month and special occasions. We know there is a lot going on. The Woman Evolve Conference is happening in Arlington Arena. We know that our clubhouse, Auntie Dr. Roz, is there. So she will be muted today, but she's enjoying that fellowship. And the international conference has been happening since. Fire. Oh, it's just so much. And you can just go onto YouTube and you can do a search for the International Faith Conference, and you will see the services that they have put up on YouTube, because it is so rich. The content is so rich. See, I don't know about you, but I get excited when I'm able to just listen and dive a little bit deeper into the revelation of the word. And that's why it's so important for us to pray without ceasing, to be in spaces and places where we can fellowship together and be reminded of who God has called us to be. And one of the things that I love about the International Faith Conference is the variety of speakers. Dr. Tudor Bismarck, Dr. Paul Okinchi, Apostle and Dr. Samuel from California. I mean, it is a range of some of the top voices in the kingdom talking about the fourth dimension. Oh, my. Some place where I've been living all my life, didn't quite understand it. It's taking that faith in 3D and moving it into that fourth dimension. When I tell you I don't have time today to go deep in it, because I'm at a conference myself and about to open up, but I thank God for my husband this morning who is holding it down and making sure that we are all connected here, the Jason Hodge, who is also here holding us down, Carmen, the Wealthpreneur. She has an event today, and as I said, Dr. Roz is at Woman Evolve, which I see is exploding. I have so many of my folks down there, but with all the competing commitments, I said, I'm just sending my virtual prayers to see what God is doing in this season. And what I'll say to everybody, Rosh Hashanah was yesterday, and that is the beginning of the Hebrew calendar year, and just waiting with that expectancy of new, what God is going to do. And that Hebrew calendar advances what we start celebrating come January. And God is doing a shift in a new thing. And I promise you, I think Jason put in the chat for those who are in Clubhouse, you'll be able to log on and view those messages and hear it from your spirit man, right? It's not, we're spirit beings having a human experience. And when I tell you, it will bless you to understand in a deeper way who you are, right? Who God has called you to be and what you have dominion over. So even if something looks totally opposite, Bishop Jakes preached something twice. He had a two-part series about counterintuitive discipline, right? Counterintuitive, that what you are confessing, what you are trusting God for, the situation that you might currently be in can look completely opposite of that. Can you trust him through it? Can you still stand and praise? Can you hold on and believe that his promises are yes and amen? And how to be able to use the confession of your mouth to take God's word back to him, because his word does not fail and it cannot come back to him void. So the challenge is always the battle in your mind. That's what the enemy is trying to get. And even if the facts around you seem like, okay, well, there's no way that this can work, there's no way that this can happen, faith overrides facts. And if you can't, ooh, that was a good one, Dixon, let's put that somewhere. Faith overrides facts, and the capacity for us to operate at a different dimension and level of understanding who God has called us to be. So I'm just a little excited about the move of God, that the testimonies that will come out of our fellowship, that this Faithpreneur VIP prayer call has stood as a consistent testimony to God, that when we come and when we gather and when we share what we're facing, what we have conquered, what we are going through, right? Because it's a journey, and as we go through, God sustains us, He strengthens us, He fortifies us, He gives us the ability to do what we have, because it is in Him we move and have our being. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. There is nothing possible with God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. When you start really living out that word, and when you start confessing it in a different way and waiting with that expectancy of knowing that God transcends the natural, transcends what looks like can't happen, because He is the author of all things. So you can't really get to this level of revelation or understanding without building your relationship with God. And that's something we talk about here all the time in this room. It can't just be the obligatory, I go to church once a week, so I've checked the box there and I sang a song and I gave an offering. It's a constant conversation. It's a constant sitting before the throne. And as I was getting dressed to come down to run the session that I have today, I clicked on, opened up my phone, and there was a clip from Bishop Jakes that seemingly randomly popped up. But no, nothing with God is random. And Bishop Jakes was talking about there's a price. There's a price to pay. Like, nothing, you don't get anything without putting some effort, and there's a cost and a price. And we don't always talk about that cost and that price. We feel good when we're praising and everything is going well, or we don't have any bump in the road at that moment. But there's a cost for the glory, right? The oil doesn't come until after the pressing. That olive, you got to press to get the oil. And we're being pressed to come out brand new. We're coming out of the trials, in the fiery trials, as pure gold. So I just need everybody today to take those links. Those of you that are in Clubhouse, you can grab the links from the chat. Thank you, Jason, for putting it in there. And those who are listening on the conference line, all you have to do is just go to YouTube and look up 2023 International Faith Conference, and you'll see they posted replays from kicking off, I believe it was Sunday night, with Bishop Tudor Bismarck, who has become someone that I can call a mentor and friend now. We actually had a chance to meet at ILS a couple years ago, but for Faithpreneur TV, I'm so excited. We had a chance to do an interview. We're going to be doing some more stuff with him. And then the other pastors that I didn't know about that participated in this conference, when I say blew me away, like, it was so much confirmation, because the way my life has been set up, I didn't always understand some of the ways that God was moving. And it was so many things that my pastor, Reverend Mother Cora Parris, lived by and taught by when it came to faith, that I just did, but I didn't really understand what it was. I didn't have language for it, but because I saw it modeled before me since 9 years old, that's just how I've always operated. And then listening to these ministers go on a different level of revelation and understanding, I was like, Jesus, that's how you set me up. Oh, that's how this thing works. That's why people think I'm crazy when I say certain things or I do certain things, because I'm not functioning on the level of the normal understanding. I'm operating with my faith language. I'm believing you in spite of what I see, because if you gave it to me and you allowed me to articulate and share the vision, you will provide the provision. So when I tell you I am like some kind of on fire from the International Faith Conference, I can't even explain, but because I have to go and run this session, I just hope I don't start speaking in tongues and confuse the people right now, because I'm on fire. And I want you to be on fire too. This Rosh Hashanah, this new year on the Hebraic calendar, is something that we can monitor, something that we can just look at how we approach God in this season with an expectancy of harvest, with an expectancy of everything we've been building up until this point in the year, all the stuff that we've gone through, we are going to declare and decree. Declarations and decrees are powerful. The power is in our tongue. And we say that. And when you're first coming and growing in your relationship with God, you recite scripture or you sing hymns, and it's on a surface level. And then when you start to grow a little bit further, you go through a situation or trial, and then you get out on the other side, and it builds your faith muscle up a little bit more. And then when you say it with a little bit more authority, and then you go again to the next round, because there's no, okay, I'm going to get to this point, and then nothing's going to happen. I'm not going to have to deal with any challenges, trials, or tribulations. That's ridiculous. We live in a fallen world. Higher the level, you know what they say, the bigger you know what. Not giving him any name, but what it is your ability to rise above what you see, to command what God gave you permission, what your inheritance is to command, the breakthrough, the deliverance, the healing, the door opening, the financial capacity, everything. There is no limit on what God can do. And when you come with that kind of boldness, when you come standing before the throne saying, God, I am yours. You see all things. You know all things. You know the plans that you have for me. I refuse to report of the enemy. I refuse to believe I cannot be healed. I refuse to believe that there will not be financial breakthrough. I refuse to believe there won't be restoration in this relationship. I refuse to believe that I can't operate in my right mind, that you will restore and renew my mind. I refuse the evil report. And anything that rises up against the word of God, we condemn it and we break it down in the name of Jesus. That's the kind of fire and anointing that you walk with when you build that relationship with God. So I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what your situation is, what your trial or tribulation might be, but today is the day of you making that time and commitment to get deeper in the word of God so that you can start operating in the dimension that he calls you to operate in. Some people are not going to get it right away, and that's all right. It'll settle in, but when you start sitting and listening to God on that different level, you're going to walk different, you're going to talk different, and you're going to expect different in spite of everything, because the devil can only disrupt, distract, and try to destroy your peace by tormenting you, by throwing it in your face, what you might be going through, what you might be seeing, because he can't stop the blessing. He can't stop what God is doing. So when God said enough is enough, when God says that's it, my child has shown herself faithful. My son has shown himself as a man of valor, that he is trusting me. He's not looking at what the facts say, what the world say. He's standing on faith. He's operating in faith. She is speaking her faith language. She is calling down the ministering angels and ministering spirits to work on her behalf, that all chains are broken, all plans of the enemy are filed and foiled, that we are marching forward in victory. This end of the year, moving into this quarter, we are going to stand on his everlasting arms, on his promises of yes and amen. We're not taking no for an answer. We're not accepting any of the cray-cray that we see happening around us. And when we go through moments of pain, like loss of loved ones, we're going to recognize and celebrate who they are by how we live. We're going to be beacons of light. We're going to do what God has called us to do, to win souls for this kingdom. We're going to stand up and shift the atmosphere like my dear sister, Pastor Sarah Jakes Roberts is doing, bringing women from all over the country together, shifting the atmosphere, praying in oneness, understanding what Dr. Bill Winston is doing with the International Faith Conference, bringing in the praise. When I say the praise and worship alone, if you click on the sermon and do the whole thing, because sometimes we just scroll through and we want to get to the sermon, we want to see who's preaching. When I tell you, from Donald Lawrence to Jacqueline Carr to every artist that came to usher in the Spirit of God, to usher in the praise and the worship, it was incredible. To going back on the Faithpreneur taping and what God did for just getting that content ready for Faithpreneur TV and the conversations I've been having this week. Y'all know I'm already crazy for Jesus. If you in this room, if you've been connected to me for 2.2 seconds, you know J-E-S-U-S is who controls me, leads me, guides me, covers me, and directs my path. But when hunty, I tell you, I'm on a whole nother level of expectation from God, a whole nother level of breakthrough from foolishness, a whole nother level of expecting the great. You're going to be blessed in this season. Declare and decree over your life the very thing that you have been waiting and expecting God and trusting him for. I just thank God even for my new sister and mentor, Dr. Cindy Trimmon. She was texting me a prayer when we were preparing for the taping, and I'm just going to say a portion of that and declare that over this room today before I turn it over, because they're giving me the signal that I need to go in. But I'm just so encouraged about this quarter, about how we close out this year strong and prepare for what it is that God has us to do. And I'm going to just read this small portion of this declaration. God is in my heart and in the hearts of all those that love me, work with me, negotiate with me, and engage in business with me. God's thoughts will be in the mouths of friends, family, and strangers. If God be for me, who can be against me? I therefore decree, no weapon formed against me will prosper. I call my enemies' plans and tactics exposed and canceled in the name of Jesus. Every discouraging, worrisome, unnecessary thought he sends my way is destroyed by the power and the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. Today I decree, my hands are blessed. I present all my plans to you, God, and you promise to establish my thoughts. Today shall be my most successful, productive, prosperous, and progressive day. You will create a fertile and innovative and creative atmosphere for me to work in. All your promises as well as your will come to pass. That's just a portion, and I want you to hold on to that portion. I want you to hold on to that declaration. I want you to believe in this room as you open up your mic, whether you're on the conference line or you are in Clubhouse, and you tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are standing on, declaring and decreeing this season, this time. You are taking back everything the enemy tried to steal, everything the locust tried to eat. It is yours in the name of Jesus. If you don't believe it, if there's an ounce of doubt, then you interrupt your capacity to see the full hand of God. So as you extend your faith, it's how he is going to meet you. So extend your faith in this season, in this fourth quarter, of how you are going to walk in what God has for you. You're going to unapologetically stand in your faith, not looking at the facts, but trusting that faith overrides every time what it is that God is doing for you. So be encouraged, family. Holy Ghost, I just thank God. I thank God. When you walk in, the enemy should be scared. He should start running for the hills, because you're coming in with the authority of knowing who you are, who has appointed you, who has anointed you, and who has set you up for such a time as this. So wherever you are on your faith journey, wherever you are on trusting and believing God, may it be increased today. May you stand in the knowing that everything that has come up against you, it is a part of how you are going to tell your story. It is a part of what you will share to win souls for the kingdom, because God hasn't forgotten you. There is nothing that he cannot do. You will not fail. You will live and declare the words of the Lord. You will declare and decree his promises, and you will walk in that authority in the name of Jesus. And I cover everyone in this room, including myself, from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, the blood of Jesus, surround, protect, and direct each and every faithpreneur that you show up in the marketplace with what God has placed on inside of you to be a blessing, to transform lives, to give hope in a time when people are losing hope, to be the promise keepers of God's word. And I am just thankful that you have taken time to join us today. And even if you're catching the replay, whatever country you're in, trust and believe me, you are going to see a new end this year for you. Okay, I'm gonna calm down. They're calling me in because, honey, Jason, I'm gonna turn it over to you to check on the conference line. Thank you for putting in the link to the International Faith Conference. When you all start listening, I'll know. I'll see the glory on those who really go in and do the extra work and start feasting on the Word of God in a way that is going to build your spirit, so that you can fight against every fiery dart of the enemy and know that you have victory. So God bless you all. I love you all. There's nothing you can do about it. I'm going to try to hang in just a little bit to listen, but I'm going to be silent. I want to thank again again, my husband, y'all keep him covered as he is holding it down for me in the studio. And I thank God again for blessing our son to see another year of life. I can't believe I'm going to stop saying his age, because then that means I'm old and I'm not old. The devil is alive. Muted Jesus. So I love y'all. Happy birthday to everyone celebrating. And warning, warning, you got about another week or so before I start my birthday shenanigans. Libra season is coming. Whoop, whoop. All right. Love y'all. And thank you, my brother, for holding it down. And Dr. Roz, you enjoy Women Evolve. I've been texting with some of my folks down there, and they're having a wonderful time. And once you listen to the International Faith Commerce, y'all need to send me a message. And P.S., I'm going to be doing a special session with one of the projects that we're doing. I haven't publicized it. So those in the community, if you're connected with us, you'll get that information too. But over to you, my brother. Love you.
Love you too, sis. Wow. You know what? Let me tell you, this is definitely an amazing season. And it's a time when we are taking personal stock. I just had a conversation last night, and I was talking with, you know, a good friend, one of our friend's children, and just talking about how the work that they are doing internally, the shifts that are happening, the realizations that they're coming to, and then walking into wholeness. And at first, the conversation was almost like, wow, you know, I really don't feel like I have got where I need to be. And I had to stop them and say, you know what? Let me tell you, you're doing the work that most don't know how to do. We don't always know how to unpack our stuff to where we can start to put things into proper perspective and correct narratives that are holding us back. And so this season, I'm seeing more and more of us move into that space where we start to unpack those things, our own bottlenecks that are holding us back from saying yes to what God has called us to do, whether it be from fear, from hurt, or from misunderstandings that have caused us to make life declarations that have stopped us in our tracks. So what I would like to do is to encourage each and every one of us who are listening today, and the ones who are on the replay, the ones who will find this maybe even years from now, because that's just how these things work. You know, I've run into things that I have seen years ago that are ministering to me today. So wherever you are, how you're listening to this, I want you to take that time and to say, all right, all those things that have been the stopping point for me, are they true? Are they of God? Is it time for me to let them go? Is it time for me to unpack and then head on the right trajectory for the journey that God has for me? I think many of us in here will say the answer is yes. Doesn't matter. Everybody has their own unique thing. But think about that for a moment and then start unpacking so you can pack for the right trip. Callers on the line, how are you doing today? You know what? If you would like to chime in, hit the star one, say where you're calling from, what you're grateful for. What are you unpacking this year? How are you moving forward on what God has given you? Caller, it's on you.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, how you doing, bro?
Oh, I'm moving fast. Got stuff flying all around in this van. They can't catch me, though, Jason. They can't catch me.
There you go.
Yeah, Booker Williams, I just got to tell y'all, I'm headed to my event as always. You know, Jason, I just have to tell you, man, for the past, it's been like past 3 weeks, for some reason, my text hasn't been coming in. And I've been missing a lot of important people. And I just tell them, man, just give me a call, because I miss the events and stuff. And I'm like, I don't know what happened. But you know what? When you're going for greatness, Jason, stuff is going to happen. So you just know, you know, you have to bump and weave, because it's going to happen. Right. I'm going to tell you. Oh, yeah, before I forget, I heard Dr. Stacey. I don't know if she's still on, but I got to do right intro, Jason. Good morning. Welcome to the best fake Bernard call on the planet. Hopefully they don't catch me because I'm speeding down the highway with the one, the only, Dr. Stacey in
good stuff, bro.
That's it. And what we, you said, what we giving up? Well, Jason, like they were saying on the song, I've always knew, Jason, I was a winner, and that's why I don't really like hanging around people that don't know they winners yet. And when I step into the room, I let people know, look, we already won. We already read the last page of the Bible, so we know the results. So everything else is going to be all right. So no matter what happens, we got to keep it moving, you know. We got to, Jason, because there's people out here, they taking themselves out and they losing hope. So we got to be. I have to give them some hope and inspiration. Yeah. And not to give up, Jason. That's why it was a lady calling me this morning. She said, are y'all going to be out there today? I said, it's today, Saturday. When are you stopping? Can't stop, won't stop.
That's right.
Because guess what, Jason? I'm building a legacy, so whenever I leave here, guess what? The mission is going to continue. This is way bigger than me, man. This is way bigger than me. God gave me this, and I'm going to run it till the wheels fall off until they roll their coffin in the church. Y'all know Booker and gave up then, and then I'll be waiting on y'all.
That's right.
They can't say when I'm away home, Jason. But again, man, I'm just so glad to be on the call, man. Glad to see everything still going on. And y'all just continuing. I'm about to get ready to set up here. And if y'all know anybody need any breads, Bibles, food, and we got a lot of baby food this morning, y'all just send them out, and I'll just put the address in the I'm going to get on Clubhouse. I'll just pop it in there, and we're gonna keep rolling, man.
That's what's up. And by the way, Dr. Stacy sent her love. She can't unmute right now, but she did say to tell you that she loves you.
Yes, I'm going to put it in there. And, you know, things happen in God's time. It don't happen in our time. Because sometimes we want to rush it. But every time I rush it, Jason, I messed it up. We can't rush it. But, yeah, just encourage everybody to keep going, you know. And if you're going through issues, just take it to God and take it to the people that can help you out.
That's what's up. So true, bro.
Yeah, Jason, I pulled up a little case here, man. We're about to get this cracked off, but y'all be good today. And, you know, hey, the faith of Noah is going to go on with us or without us. And we building a legacy, Jason. They're going to hear my voice one day and be like, who was that? Well, that was a legendary book of Williams from Fort Worth, Texas. All right, I'm gone, man. Let me get out of here.
That's good, bro. That's good. All right, man.
Jason, I love y'all, man. Thank you for doing about it.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Anytime.
All right,
y'all,
bro.
Be good.
All right. Thank you. All right, y'all. So that was Booker Williams. We are saying the work that he's doing right here, the impact that he's making, everybody can do something. What is it that God has called you to do? Are you on the ball doing that? So take that as an example. Everybody has their lane. How are you driving your lane? Caller, who else is on the line? Hit star one. Tell us where you're calling for, from, where you're grateful for. What is it that God's given you? Where are you moving this season? Caller, if you could hear us, hit star one. And so while we're waiting, we will circle back around here to Clubhouse. And callers, just let us know, tap the mic or what have you when you're ready to talk. All right, so we got Carmen Herrera. Hey, sis, how you doing?
Good morning, my brother. I'm doing well. Good morning, family. Good morning, Dr. Stace. We love you. I'm going to be real short. I'm actually getting dressed for an event that I have I'm hosting this morning. So I'll be real quick. I just thank God for just today, just another day. I want to say happy birthday to all the September birthdays. I have two of my brothers celebrated birthdays this past week, my oldest and my youngest, within days of each other. So that was always a blessing. I thank God for allowing them to see another year. And I'm just, you know, I'm excited, as Dr. Stacey said, for this third, you know, the fourth quarter, I should say, and what God has in store. Although the enemy is definitely busy and trying to stall some things in my life, but I'm just excited because I know when he gets busy, that means God got something really good on the horizon. And you mentioned something about how I just admire Booker and his service, but you just said, brother, we all have something. And if you're not using that something to serve God's people, his kingdom, then you need to really start to. That's all I can say is we all have something. You all know that I've been working on a financial literacy program for the underserved community here in Harris County, Texas. And I will probably do that as I do many things for free. Not, you know, for a paycheck, but because it's so needed. People don't even know how to start a bank account. You know, people don't know how, you know, they're robbing Peter to pay Paul. They're living paycheck to paycheck. And those things that God has planted in me to be able to serve his people, I will do for free. And so I'm excited about that because everyone's like, well, how much are you going to get paid? I have not even asked that question because that is not the mission. It is to serve. It is to serve God's people with the gift that he has given me. So I thank you all. Again, I'm getting dressed, running out the house for an event that I'm hosting. So love y'all. And we will, if God says the same, I will see y'all next week. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Thank you, sis. Thank you. Thank you for that share. And I'm not sure, did Dr. Stacy say that Dr. Roz was not available? I think so. Well, Dr. Roz, if you are available, then tap your mic. If not, we're going to move on to Darren.
Hey, I love y'all, and I got to hang out with Dr. Anita a little bit of grief, so my blessing. I love y'all. Y'all have an awesome weekend. I yield the mic.
Love you, too. Love you, too. All right. Darren. Mike is
yours,
bro.
Good morning, family. This is Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. Grateful for life, God in my life, my family, friends, colleagues, associates, extended families, especially this one. Good health and strength, roof over my head, something in the kitchen. Let's see. I'm grateful for this season. Like, you know, fall's coming up, the weather's getting ready to change. I mean, I love this time of year. I said, the weather's changing. It's football season, too. Woo! I'm just grateful. What I'm unpacking, well, I've been doing this for years. I was saying this before, but see, like I said, God gives, we all have something. So my thing is, you know, doing all type of, you know, digital media. I love graphic design. I love designing something. So that's what I'm holding on to. That's what God gave me. I'm using it. All I have to admit, I'm not as much as I should, but that's getting ready to change. So don't you worry about that. So I'm getting ready to go to another level, especially coming up with this fourth quarter. It's about to go down. So it's about to happen. And with everything that's been going on, you know, all over the world with these, you know, situations with, you know, fires and earthquakes and everything, just like so much going on, and that's basically what the topic for this week is: trusting God in uncertain times. And we will all have to admit, these are some uncertain times. Like there's so much going on, a lot of people don't know where to turn, what to do. But fortunately, you know, we all do. And the scripture for this week, I'm putting it in the chat like I usually do, Isaiah 45. Verse 12, I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens and all their hosts have I commanded. So like I said, even with all everything's going on, you know, God's always, you know, in control. So basically, we just got to trust him, you know, above, you know, don't trust anybody else. You know, so just trust him above, you know, everything else, and things will always work out like they usually do. So with that, still in the room. I got to get ready to make a move myself. But love you guys. Happy birthday, everybody, in September. I got a couple of friends coming up next week, so and a few that already passed. I mean, I just got people, you know, all over the place. So happy birthday, everybody. You know, shout out your birthday, you celebrate anything, you know. Enjoy that, and you know, do what you do. And with that, I'll land my plane, but I'll still be here. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro. Good stuff. Thank you for that share. All right, we got Andre. I've got Andrea. Andrea, how you doing, sis? Ken, if you're talking, you got to unmute. There you go.
Oh, yeah. I had to find the unmute button.
Right.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is Andrea Mullen from New Jersey. And I'm glad to be on the line. I haven't been on the line the last couple of weeks because I actually ended up in the hospital with pneumonia. Legionnaire's pneumonia, which is very weird because I'm like, nobody else around me is sick. So I thank God for his healing. And I thank God for everything. So for me, I'm standing today on God's word of completion. Completing this fourth quarter will be, of course, the last quarter, and completing all the goals and all the things that I've been working on. So I'm definitely standing on God's word for completion and open doors. Amen. So I'm thanking God for the different opportunities that he's presenting and praying for the entrepreneurs and praying for everybody on the calls on a weekly basis, and praying that he'd complete all of our journeys and all of our things this fourth quarter, that it will be completed. All the things that we're working on, the desires of our heart will come to full completion.
Awesome. That is good. Glad that you are back. Glad that you are on the other side of that pneumonia. And God is good, because things can always go in the direction we don't want. And when we see God's hand move us in the direction that we do want, it's always a blessing. Even when we move through something like that, it gives us a completely different perspective of who God is and how he operates.
Amen. So,
yeah.
Amen. And it actually started like I was going to come to New York that Saturday of the in-person on faith thing. I just wasn't feeling right. And I'm like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. And Sunday morning, I ended up in the emergency room, and I really should have gone to the emergency room earlier.
Right.
But, you know, so by Sunday morning, I was in the hospital like, what a fever. So it actually started before then, but that's when we got really bad. So interesting time.
Well, you know what, God is good, and you are talking today, and so that's a blessing. Baruch Hashem, God is good. Thank you for that share, sis.
Yeah,
thank you for that share. Okay, we've got Ladrine Peterson. Hey sis, how you doing?
Good morning, everyone. I am Ladrine from Fort Washington, Maryland. Always a pleasure and joy to be in this space on Saturday morning. Today, I am grateful for stillness. Grateful for stillness. And just reading on, meditating on, and thanking God for Psalms 46 and 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. And it's just so many things that are going on around us and our individual circle, and the things that happen around us are so unique to us in our journey. So it is those times where we can seek help from others, whether it be friends, whether it be prayer partners, groups like this, or even therapy. But there's just sometimes where you just got to go to the Lord for that one-on-one conversation for discernment, understanding, and guidance. And in my prayer, in my space for that, God was just like, be still. Like, you don't have to worry about this, that, or the other. If I have an assignment for you, trust me that everything around you has already been orchestrated for you to carry out my assignment for my will. And when we begin to truly believe, understand, and execute and walk in that way, and I'm sorry, my long guy decided to come around the back of my house when I moved to the back of the house. Let me try to move to the front. So it's like he's competing with me. And I'm, I can't feel in that moment, so I'm going to make a little movement, right? So it is that whole thing where we want to take action in accordance to the way that we think it should be, or we want to respond to someone in the way that we think that it is the appropriate way to do so. But sometimes it is not our gift, and that's not what God wants us to do. So it is in a stillness where we feel like we're doing nothing, where we're doing so much. I'm going to say that again. We feel like we're doing nothing in the stillness, but we're doing so much. And by that, I mean, we're being obedient. Yeah. So that in itself is that powerful space. You get to carry out the will of God. Like, when you really get that connection, get in that space, and get in that level of growth, when you're losing, when you feel like you're losing, you're winning. It's those type of spaces. And I thank God for the stillness, because in my stillness, so much more has happened in my life in terms of growth. And not only for me personally, but even my learning more and being more experienced and really listening, active listening to people. And it's basically, a lot of it has come through my, I shared with you all that I'm going to school for a trauma therapist. And as I'm going through those, the modules and the different information that really blesses it and helps me, I've always been a student, right? A student of learning. And whatever I apply, I always say everybody else got a piece of it. And I used to make this joke all the time when I started a new mentoring program, or whenever I spoke in that space, I will always talk about those master's degrees and all of those degrees I got. Like, it's like all of us gets a piece of this. So I'm making my point to share it on and on and on and on. So just, again, be still and understand, like, even if you're that type of person who has to move about and always going, can't stay still, can't take a break from working, even when you're on one conference, you're practicing for another. Karma, I ain't talking about you, but I don't know why my eyes keep going to your back.
Thank you,
that's
in love. It was in my story, in my child. I'm like, she is so talking about me. I know she is.
I wasn't trying to, but as I started looking at the phone, and I just kept going to your face, and I was, that's my sister. I'm not about to say her name, but God said say her name. So I had to say your name. That was in love, and I love you.
I know. I receive it. Thank
but
you.
Yes, it's when we're doing all of these different things, when actually, like, for real, it is not us showing up as our best. We show up as our best when we're able to concentrate, get focused on one given thing, because when we stay in that mindset and that ear set of what God is telling us, when we're doing more than one thing and going, and sometimes that's necessary, right? But we have to be able to understand and not overcommit ourselves. Some things we just can't be a part of. And I know it's like a hurt and feeling and that type of thing, because I have gone through it. But I have been in the space of, like, priority. Because, like, really, I don't know. I'll be getting mixed up from Dr. Ross's room, fucking God way, in this room. I don't know. But somewhere along the way, I had shared that when I came back from South Carolina, my blood pressure had risen. And it just so happened I had a doctor's appointment, and I would not have known, because I didn't feel anything. So I don't
know if it was the trigger from the event from South Carolina where it, I went happily for, it was for birth. My sister-in-law was giving birth, so I was all happy. Let me go down and let me help out. But she almost died, so it ended up being a trauma situation, and it triggered me. And my body, I didn't know. So luckily, I had a doctor's appointment, and then yesterday I had one, and everything is back down to normal. But I'm just saying all of these things to say, you are at your best when you are able to focus, and it's okay if you can't be in all the places at the same time. Pray and ask God to help you to prioritize them so that you're able to organize and be your best and show up for God. You don't want to show up for God halfway. I was about to curse. No, I need curse. You don't want to show up for God halfway. You want to be able to present him in your best, in your fullness, right? And represent him. So when you're moving and shaking and all of that, you're on fast pace. You're going to have to think about what you're thinking about, right? But when you're on smoothness, you're like, God, pour now. And you're able to concentrate and listen to those pours and those drops and those nudges that God gives you right there on the spot. And Jason, I am finished right here. I think I was trying to make sure that we at least go to 10 o'clock because I started feeling funny when the time started like going. I was like, let me go on the stage now. I thought I had a little bit more time, but you know, it just didn't feel right. So I just wanted to make sure my clocks were working and everything. But I love you all with every piece of me. And I love coming to this room. Always give me a level of fulfillment. Always give me a level of inspiration for the day. So keep on doing what y'all doing. And I love y'all the most. Dr. Stacey, you can't unmic, so the most. Bye. Have a great day, everyone.
Jason.
Yeah, I'll get you Madrino, Joey.
Listen, I have to chime in because that was nothing but heavenly divine what Madrino just said. Let me just share a quick testimony.
Right.
He was talking about me, and I know the Holy Spirit. I know this lady is anointed, gifted in the Spirit, and it was about me. I'm sure amongst others too on this call, but it was really targeted because that's what's been going on with me. Is all the things that my hands find to do that I probably shouldn't do, but I can't say no. But yesterday, I got a call from Dubai, some people that I don't know, but was referred to me or see, I don't know, heard about me. And they have an international podcast, and they asked me to join them on this podcast all over the world. I mean, they live in Dubai, but it's everywhere. And they wanted me to start Thursday during the day. And y'all know, Jason, you know, I've been wanting to do a podcast. I'm like, oh, this is a great segment way in. But I can't. I'm so overloaded. I have a grant, a $90,000 grant for financial literacy that is due Friday that I haven't even started. And I was so pressed to say yes. But the Holy Spirit was like, okay, really? For real. So how you going to do this grant that you don't even know how to write, that you know is going to consume you for the rest of the week and stop? Because the way I operate is I have to think and plan and pray and meditate on anything I talk about, right? That's just how I operate. I mean, I can do it on the spot. You know that, Jason. But I like to, you know how I like to plan. And so I would at least have to take a day out of my time to plan what the topic that they want me to talk about. But they want me to do it at noon on Thursday. And I thought, oh my Jesus, I got four events this weekend. I got three today, and out of sight of church, I have another one tomorrow that I'm serving at. And I had to tell them no. That was the first time in my life or that I can remember a reason that I said no to something that I truly desire, that I know it'd be a blessing to others, but I had to tell these ladies no. And it was for the kingdom. And I said, I want to so bad, but I have a larger commitment. And when you said literally prioritize, I felt so relieved, like shackles were dropping off of me because I take on so much in so many people's burdens. And I felt so good, y'all, yesterday. Believe it or not, although
karma itself was like, dang, that was your moment. But the Lord said, that's what I'm talking about, my daughter. You don't have to be all things to all people all the time. So thank you, sis, for looking at me and pointing me out, because that was for me, and that's for anybody else. Because I don't even take time for me. LaDree, you already know that I've never been on a vacation in my life, because even though I travel a lot and move around, it's always work. So thank you, sis, for the confirmation. Love you.
That's awesome. And you know what? That was your moment. Our editor has to be engaged, because when our editor is not engaged, we end up saying yes to a whole bunch of stuff. And it's kind of like we end up becoming top heavy. And that top heavy looks like there's a time when our roots are supposed to go deep. And so to the naked eye, it looks like a tree is dormant and dead. But what's actually happening is happening underneath the soil where people can't see. And that is, you know, I have this saying that I absolutely love. And I say, don't uncover my roots. Because when your roots are going down and deep, there are some plants that the roots go for like miles. And I'm talking like 31 plus miles. Because they're going and they are in search of nutrients. They're in search of all of the things that will sustain that plant above ground, to where even when there's a drought, that plant does not experience it because the roots have found water and nutrients. And so during the time when we're in fall and winter and all of that, that's where that deep work is being done. So right now we are going into that stage where that deep work is being done. And we have to know how to say no or not right now so that we can go deep and expand and grow our capacity. You know, I always love how God shows nature. Go ahead, Little Dream.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not be still. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No worries. So, you know, I always love how God shows us things through nature. He shows us what happens in different seasons and all of that. And we're going into the season. It's Sukkot. You know, we're coming into Yom Terah, and that's tonight. It'll be Erev Yom Terah when it starts. And then we move from there into Sukkot. And Sukkot is when it's tabernacle. Remember when they said that there was no room in the inn that Mary and Dr. Stacy says, scream, I love you more, Lardine. So there. So we're going into that time. And so when Miriam and Yosef were moving into that time. Remember when they said there was no room at the inn and all that? It was during Sukkot season. You know, everybody was in their temporary dwelling places. And that is the time when we tabernacle with the Lord. So it's amazing how these different feasts and festivals, how they just kind of roll out what is happening and what's happening during our time. This is the time when we tabernacle with the Lord. So think about, what is it that God has given you that you have either A, not unpacked, not known how to unpack, or there have been things that have gotten in your way, or there's too much stuff that's cluttering or gumming up your feed to where you don't know which way you should go. That's when that editor has to come into play, and you have to know where to say no, where to say not right now, where to put things on hold so you can continue to do that deeper work. So I see that as, you know, what you just shared there, Carmen, is you being able to say that no, because there's a deeper work happening here. You're working on something that is going to impact people's lives, and you're putting a system in place to help people to know how to do the basic things. And you're setting a foundation that is going to benefit families, you know, for generations to come. And so that's a part of that intergenerational work that God has given you to do. So it's just a beautiful thing to hear you were able to say no, but then also just to kind of shift that perspective, you know, when that initial thought is like, this is like your moment. And it's like, yeah, that was your moment. And you made the right choice to not dismiss the thing that was forever for the thing that was for now. So awesome stuff, sis. Awesome stuff.
Thank you, brother.
Wow. I'm going to send an invite down to the audience. This is not a press, y'all. This is just to let you know that we see you. And it may be something you may have the time or desire to pop on up. So just wanted to share that invite just in case. All right. Okay. And then callers on the line, you may say, hey, you know what? It's time for me to speak now. And if so, hit star one. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, what you're grateful for. What is it that God has given you that you're like, you know what? I'm ready to unpack that. I'm ready to do the deeper work. I'm ready to make some moves. Go ahead and share with us. Star one and let us know. And if not, we will circle right back around the clubhouse and come back to you again. All right. We got Stacy on the floor. Hey, sis, how you doing?
Hey, if you can hear me, I'm about to get in an elevator. I need a couple of minutes.
Okay, good stuff.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
we can hear you.
Yeah, wow. So I'm going to say this. There are some things that, you know, there's a scripture that I have been standing on since 2015, and Philippians 4, and it's 4 through 7, be anxious for nothing, one where it says, but with everything through prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart. So there are things that God has given us, and Booker said something that just kind of stuck with me, and he was talking about just the whole thing of making the thing happen, right? And then that was echoed. And we have to remember that God will give us stuff. And it's not up to us. It is up to us to show up, but he moves the dial. He moves the time. He moves the season. Sometimes we will try to jump ahead of things. And in the jumping ahead, we take it on, as opposed to watching God move and following his orders. God gives us a thing. He gives us a big picture, gives us a vision. The moment that you move into stress about that thing is the moment you have said, oh, it's my responsibility to do God's work. It's your responsibility to play your role in God's work. It's your responsibility also to stay out of the way so God can do his work. We have to remain sensitive so that when he says, okay, go here, do this, go here, have this conversation, go here now. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not dressed right now to go there. I've got on my painter's outfit. I've got paint stains all on me. Like, I don't look professional. And you're telling me to go here now. He says, yes, go here now. And you go there now, and you end up talking to the very person who is your yes person. You're unprofessional, right, in your mind, because you're looking at your outside appearance. But God already planted inside of you the words and the way that you need to show up. So now you show up at that place, and you run into the very person who is your yes person, the one who God ordained to provide your resources. And then that painter's outfit that you have on, it reminds them of whoever it is that was in their life, that painting, that symbol meant something major to them. Their hearts and their ears are immediately open to what it is that God gave you to pour. So now as you're talking, they're no longer seeing anything other than the professionalism because they're hearing your words. It's not met with the barrier to entry that it would be met with if it was a transaction about to happen. It's met with a welcome, familiar greeting. And now you sit down and you are talking on the level where they resonate with, and they're like, I love what you have going on. What do you need? And then you tell them, and they say yes. This is how God works. He does this stuff all the time. I'm a living witness of it. The majority of the opportunities that have come my way have been because when he says, go now, and I go, it just turns out right. The work has been done during the fall and the winter of your life. When you have to go deep, you have to unpack, you have to think things through to understand, okay, so what is this and why is that? And how does this work? And why is this like that? And what's going on with me? Why am I hesitant here, anxious here? What's happening that is causing me to miss you? And as you get those things right, opportunities, they flow. And here's what's actually happening. You start to see the opportunities that God has all around you. You're walking through a field of diamonds and jewels and precious metals and prosperity. You're walking through that field, but your eyes are blind when your stuff is clouding your vision. The minute that your stuff ceases to cloud your vision because you've gotten with him, you've connected with him, and he comes with his rag and starts to wipe off the lens of your eyes, you begin to see, oh, wait a minute. This right here, I thought it was a piece of coal. It's a diamond. Oh, and that right there, I thought it was a rock. Oh, that's a vein of gold. That's gold ore. Oh, and that right there. So you start to identify the things that are actually all around you, his gems, his jewels, his prosperity. And you can say yes at the right time. Stacy, how you doing, sis? Let's see if you're still in the elevator. She might still be in the elevator.
No, I'm not. Actually, there's a seat right here in the hallway near the elevator, so I never got on. So it's all good. Can you hear me well?
We can hear you.
Awesome. So, oh my gosh. So I've been a bit restrained lately. First of all, this is Stacy Clark from New York. I am in Orlando at the moment, here for a week celebrating my grandson's fifth birthday. We've been here for a week celebrating my grandson's fifth birthday, headed back home to New York, but we all met up here. My daughter and grandson live in Vegas. So it's been a very awesome, blessed week. And I'm grateful for so many things, and just so many things have been said too. So I just want to also just speak to that whole thing about focus. I mean, I know that we were talking about focus on a larger scale in terms of the things that we do, but I even want to address just focus in our day to day. You know, sometimes as entrepreneurs, we spend so much time, you know, sort of doing this thing that that hustle and grind thing, and moving from this, and we call ourselves multitasking, which is not truth. You know, it's really called switch tasking, right? And every time you stop one thing to start something else, you actually are losing time, effort, purpose, you know, and energy towards the thing that you've been working on. Then you have to go back to it and so on. So I just want to share, because that's been something for me. I'm, as I always, you know, say, I've learned that we're all neurodivergent, right? We all are different neurologically, and the way we do things. I've recently embraced that I certainly have characteristics of ADHD, and, you know, I and it's okay, because when you are self-aware and you know how God made you uniquely, then you can learn the strategies and get the tools and the things that can help you to be the best that you can be as he made you, right? How to use things as gifts. But with that being said, I want to say that, you know, sometimes our day goes by and we don't accomplish the things that we either want to accomplish or ultimately should accomplish to get where we want to go. And a lot of it is because we don't take the time in advance to actually be clear about what we should be doing. And one of the techniques is each day to review what you've already done. First of all, to plan. Plan for the quarter, plan for the year, plan for the quarter, plan for the month, plan for the week, plan for the day, and do it all in advance. Because when you use time during that season, when you should be doing the thing to figure out what the thing is,
then you've lost time and energy. And sometimes we just kind of move around like zombies and we're really not getting the thing done. So just want to encourage everybody on a practical level to, in fact, make sure that, you know, start with today, but really back it up to those bigger picture, timelines, so that as we're going into this fourth quarter, what should you be working on? And the first thing you have to do is prioritize what those things are that are the most important things, the top three things you should be doing personally in your business, in your different situations. What should they actually be, so that then you are planning your time to accomplish those things. So that's just a word of encouragement. And it's also made a big difference for me personally recently. And I'm, I tell people I'm seasoned and marinated, but not done yet. And y'all know I say I'm not as young and hot as I look. And I'm saying all that to say, I've been here a while, right? And yet I'm still learning and I'm still growing. And you know, that's what we have to keep doing. I don't care if you're 27 or like myself, 57. You know what? You have to keep growing. You have to keep learning, because if not, then what is there, right? We learn in Him. We learn how to be better in our relationship with Christ. We learn how to be better in our life. And so I'm always learning things too. So I wanted to share that. And then when it comes to being grateful, and by the way, let me just say one more thing to our sister Carmen. Carmen, I totally, girl, I was like, well, they should call me. I want to do it too. But you know what? Like Jason said, that was your moment. It was your moment to learn from what it was God wanted you to learn at that moment. And it doesn't take, the fact that someone heard about you and called you means that God is doing, like Ladreen said, what He's doing. As we're in our what appears to be stillness, God is doing what He needs to do. And that means that your name is out there and that God is moving your name into the places with the people that it needs to be. And you will continue to get called and you will continue to move yourself along the lines and the path that God has you. And you will then be available for the other things that God is calling you to do. So that's just my word of encouragement to you. What I want to say is I'm so, so grateful. As you guys may have remember a couple weeks ago, I wasn't even on last week because I was traveling here to Orlando, but a couple weeks ago I shared that I had just been in Morocco. And a week ago in Morocco, in Marrakesh, where I was, in a place that I visited, there was an earthquake and many people lost their lives. Yeah. If you all haven't heard about that, And you know, like, so I'm just, I'm human as all of us, and I'm okay with being human, and I'm okay with admitting things that a lot of people won't talk about. That's part of my uniqueness, right? I will say that when I heard about it, of course, I'm an empath, and yes, my heart is breaking and aching for the people that I met, the people that I didn't meet. I remember specifically going to the Atlas Mountains, which is where this happened, in the Atlas foothills, as we drove through there. So we're driving through what is this residential area, moving further and further up the mountain. And remember, and I even have pictures from the van we were in. I took a snapshot of these little boys running alongside the van, I guess wanting us to give them coins. And we didn't in our van, but my daughter and some other people were in another van ahead of us. And they told us that they actually handed them coins. Like, I didn't even think to do that. And that reminds me of another point I want to make later. But the point is, I have pictures in this. One of those pictures where you could see people moving, but you can't see them clearly. So it really looks like a motion picture. And it's just symbolic for me, that particular picture, because we were driving up the mountain to this hotel called the Atlas Mountain Hotel or Atlas Hotel. And when we looked down from that, it was just gorgeous. You could see other mountains. You could see villages. You could see what we were passing as we were coming up. But in fact, that's the very location where the bulk of the impact hit. And we were there just 2 weeks ago. So to bring it back to my humanness, while I have a lot of empathy for the folks there, you know, people tease me because they always say, oh, you always bring it back to you. And that's true. And again, I think in truth, we all do in our own way. We relate to things through our own eyes and our own perspective. And so for me, to hear that there was that earthquake there 2 weeks ago in a very place, in a place that I had actually visited, it had, the first word is, it's weird, right? It's this thing like, wow, I could have been there, but for God. And we don't know what could have happened, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm so very grateful for that. And then the interesting thing, I was there with my daughter, my oldest daughter, Milan, who lives in L.A., Pasadena, but just outside of L.A., has been living in the L.A. area the last nine years since college. And interestingly enough, while we were in Marrakesh, there was a hurricane in, and I think an earthquake, in L.A. And then while we were in Marrakesh, and then, it was a few weeks ago, there was a hurricane and an earthquake in L.A. And all kinds of things happened, flooding and all kinds of stuff. Then when we come back to Marrakesh where we had just been, and there was one there. And, you know, I do believe that a lot of things are connected and relational. And even if it's just to the point that, again, it brings our eyes and our awareness to things, because we do relate to things based on who we are. We can't help it, right? And so I'm just grateful, and I'm bringing this home in the sense that I'm just going to continue to ask for people to pray for the people there. While I was there, we stayed in a place that is absolutely beautiful, that lots of very famous people have been. The curator, the woman who owns this, is the only Black woman to own a luxury hotel in Marrakesh. She also had one that she ran for her family in Paris. She's well known, well connected. As a matter of fact, when we first arrived, she was here at Martha's Vineyard at some of the events that are going on there. That's how she's French. She's a Black woman from Paris. Her family is partially Caribbean. She's a former attorney. Her father and mother were attorneys. And but she's now the host of this beautiful place in Marrakesh. But to pray for her and for all the things that she's doing there in Marrakesh and all over the world, you know, and now there's a business connection that myself and part of my team, which includes my daughter, we're working on some things for her in terms of expanding what she does. But to pray for her, to pray for the people there, for the efforts there. I hadn't even posted anything about being in Marrakesh, so I'm about to do that with, you know, some things and with a link to where they're trying to raise some funds to help and support the people there. And here's the interesting thing, too. It's funny how things do get connected. So when we arrived at Orlando, the first hotel that we stayed in where my friends...
Unknown caller.
From here. And I said, but you're not American. Where are you from? So well, my mother's from Morocco, and not from Marrakesh, but from Morocco. And we started talking. Last night we went out to dinner, my sister who lives here in Orlando, her son and his son, and we were talking, and the waiter we got was from Marrakesh. And it's just interesting how things keep being brought back for... And God does that. He will bring things to us and through us so that we can have impact. And if no other way, spiritually, because we can pray and our prayers do avail much. And our prayers are, Dr. Stacey talked in the beginning of this about a fourth dimension. Well, I'm always talking about the different dimensions in which we live. And I even believe that now people, sound weird. But when I go to sleep at night, there is this thing they talk about where you have fluidity in your sleep and your inner dimension between awakeness and consciousness. And in my dimension, I fly. I'm just going to say that as weird as it may sound. I experience this sensation of an experience of flying. Mm-hmm. And last night I experienced something on the water. And it just is very interesting because that is to me another level of prayer and communication. And then God gives us that so that when we're in our conscious state, we bring all that together to utilize it in our prayers, both in the natural and in spiritual tongues. And so, and again, I'm sorry if this feels very deep or confusing.
No, you're good.
Others. But just know that as you hear these things, like someone else said, it may not connect now. It may not serve you now, but it is serving God's purpose, and it is helping you to utilize these things and have this knowledge that will later be a part of what God uses to sustain you and grow you in the areas that He wants to use you. So anyway, that was just a lot, and I just wanted to say. I feel very connected and very able to come forth today and speak. I haven't been for a while because we also all go through our own transitions, and it's okay. I know Carmen talks about how she was on this call for months, and all she did was listen. I mean, for years, and all she did was actually listen. And the last thing I want to share, just bringing it also back to the preneur part of being a faithpreneur. You know, I've been in business for many, many, many years, literally 40 years of some form of business that has evolved over the years. And it's interesting because my umbrella is systems. That's what God has gifted me to be passionate about, curious about systems, and show people in as I work with them as a consultant that that perspective of looking at everything they do in their business as systems gives them the frameworks they need to pull together all of the pieces that are so important, the infrastructure of a business. It's nice to have a vision. Vision is very important, of course. You know, we know that biblically, and we know that in terms of our business. Our business is that people perish for a lack of vision, a lack of knowledge, right? And so you have to have that, but then you also need the infrastructure or framework to pull these things together, and that's what I do in terms of systems. And one of the things that I'm doing more and more of in an area that I just want to share that I'm working in and actually being certified in is AI, because the truth of the matter is I've been, because I use all these proprietary systems for years where I learn them, I introduce them to or deploy them for clients, you know, assess them. I've been working with tools and systems that have had AI built in and evolving for years. So in fact, it's an area where I have a level of expertise and I'm strengthening that now. So I'm just sharing that because we are faithpreneurs, and this is an area in which I serve, and I'm continuing to grow. I am looking for opportunities to speak, to interact, and to share with others who are doing that in almost any industry, because it's really important from that systematic and operational perspective that I bring to the table that we look at. Are we going to use it? Do we need to use it? Should we use it? How should we use it, or should we not? What is our game plan? So I work with corporations. I work with small businesses to degrees, and I'm actually putting together a training program for people like those of us in this room who have smaller businesses and want to use how to effectively learn how to effectively use it in our business. So again, just wanted to step up and share a little bit about what I've been going through and experiencing and who I am, so that I can serve others as a gift sometimes, because that's what God is called to do, as Carmen has shared, but also as part of what I do to serve others who are in positions to compensate, because we need to be compensated for our gifts and for what we do. And sometimes we give, and God will continue to bless us and put us in the rooms and the places we need to be. So there I land my claim. Thank you so much for just who all of you are, and I appreciate my relationship and connection to you. Thank you, Dr. Casey. I know that you are not able to respond, and I'm just grateful for you and for the blessings in myself. I've been on 9 planes in the last 3 weeks because of going to Marrakesh, then Atlanta to Invest Fest, which was awesome, and then back home and then to visit friends near Orlando for Labor Day for a week, then go home, then come back and be here. And, you know, so I've been traveling too, and I just can say that, you know, I admire that you do this as often as you do. I used to in my younger days, and God has called me back to moving around again. But I just pray for you, because it's not always easy, and you do it with grace, ease, and beauty. And so thank you for that, and I love you all. And there you go. I land my plane.
That was beautiful, sis. Definitely have to have you on Mastering Your Media, the series that, you know, what you do for organizations. And I had an opportunity to get a glimpse of what you do on one of those projects that you were working on that you had me come in to help. And that was just awesome to see you do your thing. So I can only imagine the type of systems and things that you put in place, the way that they impact organizations on a deep level, foundational level. And that is so important that we deal with the foundation. Thank you for that share. I think that we do need to hear the practical application of God's gift on a regular basis. And that way we don't always think that it is something that has to be so super spiritual without understanding that it has a direct connection to what we do here in the physical, and understanding that what we do here in the physical does not have an implication or a direction from the spiritual. So I appreciate how you have masterfully always put those things together. So thank you for your share. All right. And so anybody on the caller line that would like to chime in, before we pray out and bring the call to the close. Just hit star one. Tell us where you're calling from, what your name is. All right. Okay, good stuff. I see that we've got Annette on the floor. Hey, Annette, how you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I wasn't going to say anything. And just
I'm so glad you did, though.
And just listen, but a few things happened, and the Spirit's really working on me here. The first thing that happened is Booker's voice, and I don't know him except from the line, but anytime I've spoken, it's been almost like when he, good morning, boom, boom, boom. I'm like, okay, it's your time. And I usually say something after Booker. This morning, I didn't say anything after Booker. I listened to Ladrine, the God sent, about her testimony and direction. I listened to you about your testimony and direction. And everything everyone has spoken on leads me to this share. I have a testimony and a share. And because God said, he was just speaking to me like, this is all that you just went through, Annette. Tell them, tell my people what's up. So here I go. I hope I don't ramble because I'm a little nervous because I wasn't going to say anything, but the Spirit's just saying, push that button.
There you go.
This is a testimony and then a share that I hope will bring value to whoever's listening and can use it. But as you all, many of you know, my mom passed away, which is still a gut-wrenching grief journey that I'm on. It's been difficult, but whew, every day I'm doing the best I can and doing the best I can. But in the midst of it, all of these things have been attacking me. And I didn't really, I don't understand. I'm like, God, why me? Why is this happening? Why is this happening? Why is this happening on the job? Why is this happening in your life? And I became intentional about believing that everything is happening for my own good and that there is going to be an after this moment. And I've had to work very hard at speaking out loud and in the worst of things that happen, thanking God for the victory and for the after this moment. And through tears sometimes, I'm thanking God for the after this moment. So an after this moment, I've had several that have happened since my mom's passing. The most recent was a diagnosis issue that came up, that cropped up, to led me to having to go to a host of specialists, resulting in, because I just couldn't believe it, so I kept saying, well, there must be somebody else that can tell me something differently. Nope, somebody else that can tell me something differently. Each time I would sit in the parking lot of that specialist's office almost in tears and say, thank you, God, for this after this moment. Thank you for the victory. And regardless of how it looks, it's going to be okay. All is well. Your will be done. Because that's something my mom used to always say to me. Just repeat, God's will be done. All is well. So I've become a habit of thank you, God, for the victory. Regardless of how it looks, your will be done. All is well. Went to all of the specialists were telling me that I would need to be on this prescription that was very expensive. Every single one of them. Is expensive, but you know, it's one of the things that won't affect your blood pressure or your kidneys. So this is all you can take, and you're going to be battling it out with your insurance agency, but it is what it is. So I actually avoided going to CVS. I was so scared of what I would find that about the amount, because I'm still spending a lot of money on my mom's affairs. And after spending so much money over the years on keeping her in a home with 24-hour caregivers, an enormous amount of money, but I have no regret. I did it. I was scared to go to CVS. But every time I went to CVS to pick up the prescription, the drive-thru, the CVS near my house is one of the few 24-hour CVS's in the quadrant area I live in. It's always packed day and night. There are at least 10 cars in the drive-thru. You can't even get to the pharmacy in the store. every single time I finally would take a deep breath and go, it was too packed to go. Went home. I kept saying, all is well, thanking God for the victory. One night, I was out a little late, came home, and when I got to the driveway, I was sitting there, and the Spirit said, go now. And I was like, it's 11:30 at night. I'm tired. I want to go in the house and go to sleep. The Spirit said, go now. It was such a strong urging that I pulled out of my driveway, drove to the CVS, all the way there. I'm saying, thank God for the victory. I don't know why I'm going now, but here I go. There was no cars in the drive-thru. Never do you see no cars, even late at night, there are cars in the drive-thru. Drove right up, thanking God for the victory all the way there. Woman comes to the window. She, you know, tell her what I need. I'm picking up because I had called it in. I was just scared to pick it up. And she said, okay. She looks at me. She goes and gets it. She comes back. I could tell from her body language, she's kind of frowning. And so I said to her, wow. I said, whew. I took a deep breath. I said to her, I'm thanking God right now for the victory. All is well. She just looked at me. And I said, I'm bracing myself for the cost. She said, yeah, this is a very pricey prescription, but wait a minute, let me think. I'm thanking God, and I said out loud, I'm thanking God for the victory all as well. She said, but wait a minute. She said, do you have a savings card? I don't know what a savings card was. I said, I don't know what that is. She said, well, you know, brand names. This is the brand name that they gave you. A lot of times they'll give you the generic because it's less, but it's still expensive. Brands have savings cards. After all the controversy pre-COVID and through COVID that they had all these expensive prescriptions that people couldn't afford, Congress passed a law that they have to provide brand, major manufacturers this thing called a savings card. I'd never heard of it before. She said, hold on. She said, it would be on your phone. So I'm kind of technically challenged. I'm like, well, I got my phone here. I said, miraculously, nobody came behind me. She looked around. She says, wow, this is the first time nobody's at the counter. Ah, God, only God, only God. Held all of that back while this woman walked me through doing her phone, and I'm on my phone. And she says, okay, let's put in the brand. Put in the brand. She said, don't put any milliliters or what it is, just the brand name followed by the word brand. Put it in. What popped up was, I'm on the internet, some things. She said, now go to the manufacturer of the brand. That was one of the things that popped up. I don't remember. I'll say McKesson.com. She said, go on their website, clicked on their website. She's on her phone. I'm on my phone. Nobody came behind me. Nobody came to the pharmacy. Only God. Only God. And she said, looked at the menu. Look for savings card. I go down the menu. I'm looking. Here's savings card. Click on it. The short of it was, she said, fill it out right now. I don't have anybody. It usually only takes a few minutes. And see what happens. I filled it out. They asked if I had private pay insurance or Medicare or whatever. I have private pay insurance. Put in my birth date. It was a series of questions. Didn't take that long. The little thing starts spinning. As the thing is spinning, I'm out loud, thanking God for the victory. I said, thank you, God. Your will be done. All is well. You have sent me this angel at a time like this. Thank you, God, for the victory. The thing pops up with a card. She said, immediately take a screenshot so you don't lose it. What is the RX number? What is the BIN number? What is the group number that was on this card? She puts it all in. She comes back smiling. She said, this is unbelievable. I've never seen it before. She said, it's telling me that your copay is zero. I said, zero? Like no money? She said, I've never seen this before. She said, yep. She said, hold on. She goes back to the thing. She's punching buttons. She said, wow, it locks you in. The manufacturer locked you in for a year at this price, which is zero. She said, here's your prescription. She prints out the receipt. Zero. Zero. Do you hear me? I said, what would it normally cost? She said, with your insurance, probably about $310 for a 3-month supply. Oh, only God. all is well. So my testimony is that we have to stay believing, we have to stay focused, we have to stay in faith no matter how bad it looks, and speak out loud, God's will be done. Thank you for the victory. All is well. So that's my testimony, which is amazing. I called my doctor and told her I have zero copay. She said, zero copay. So I told her what I did. She said, this is a doctor, a specialist, top specialist in Washington, D.C. I've never heard of that. So this is my share. That's my testimony. All is well. I'm thanking God for the victory to even speak today, because I believe there's somebody listening to me that could use this information. So my share is that anybody on any prescription, name brand prescription, if you're on a generic, convert it, go online and say, what's the brand name of XYZ? There's brand names for everything. Go to the internet, put in the brand name followed by the word brand. I don't know if it's Metoprolol brand, aspirin brand. What will pop up is the manufacturer of that brand, Aspirin Bayer. Click on their website, go to the menu, pull down the menu. There will be savings. It might not be savings card. It might be savings program. Savings anything. Click on that and follow the prompt. While I was sitting in that drive-thru, I'm on another medication that's not expensive, but it's kind of pricey. I told the girl, oh my God, look at this. I said, I'm thanking God for the victory. Nobody came up behind me. Nobody came to her counter. I did it for the next medication that I get from CVS. A few minutes later, I had another card. She put it in. She said, it's not time for a refund, but I can tell you it's going to be less than what you've been paying. Only God. So that's my testimony. That's my share. And what he did for me, he'll do for you. I land my plane.
Wow. That was fire. And again, that just reinforces, sometimes God will tell you to go now. And you just heard Annette said she went then. And she was like, at this time, and God knew. And it was the perfect scenario for her to get exactly what she needed. Thank you for that share, sis. That was tremendous. Okay, we will finish off. Nobody on the line? If you're not on the line, to say, okay, yeah, hallelujah. That's right, Sakithia. All right, so we're going to pray out. Father God, we just come before you in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. We thank you and praise you for all that you do. We thank you for the voices that shared today. We thank you for your common thread, your common theme, your directive for our life. And in this season, all the things that you are doing and the areas where you are stilling us, you are having us to be still, to listen, to drive deeper in you. Father, continue to give us the insight, the opportunity, the wisdom that we need in order to move in you with grace. Father, give us the insight that we need in order to understand where to go, when to go, how to go, what to say, and how to hear, Father, how to hear and how to implement those things that we hear. We glorify and magnify you for all the voices that have come to the table today and spoken, and the impact that your word and your words will have on those who are hearing in the replay. Those who are here now, the seed that you have planted that can germinate and grow. And Father, those who have come here today and have had their fields watered, the things that you have planted decades ago that are springing up now, we thank you and praise you for the way that you tend your garden, which is us. Father, allow us to understand how to work our fields. You say that when we work our fields, we have bread. So give us the mastery in working our fields so that we understand how to do that unto your glory, so that we are reflecting you to a world that needs your light. And let us always remain faithful in that we understand from whence our help comes, and that is from you. allow us to be intentional so that as we move, Father, we are always measuring it according to your word. Am I doing the things that reflect my Father properly as an ambassador and a steward of his will, his word, his way? Allow us, Father, the clarity so that as we move, we can move systematically in you and we can flow in your spirit and we can hear your voice. Tune our sensitivity, tune our frequency, Father, so that we always know when you are calling and when you are speaking, that we can hear and repeat what you say. Yeshua said that he only does what he sees you do and only says what he hears you say. Father, give us the closeness in our relationship with you to be able to see you, to be able to hear you, and to be able to move on what we hear you say and see you do. Give us that clarity, Father, so that as we move in surety, not in nervousness, but instead in confidence, because we can confide in you and be able to trust you and understand how to do that effectively. We glorify and magnify you for all that you do, all you've done, all you will do in the message.
Unknown caller.
Because everything that we do is unto the Lord, it is kingdom business. So thank you for how you are showing up and how you are learning to show up. We are all always learning and growing and building capacity. So let's continue to do that. And so we will see you, God willing, and hear you, God willing, next week. The room is going to close in. And unless anybody else has anything else to share before we close out the room. Okay. It'll close in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Y'all have a great one. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.